All right, it's Sunday night, and this concludes Jason's and I 3-day trip to the Gunks. Today we climbed in the Near Traps, which is the second most popular area to climb, though not nearly as popular as the regular traps. And we climbed some classic routes. Jason led Gelsa, which is potentially the 5-4 at the Gunks. Probably, in my opinion, the best 5-4, and maybe even the consensus would also be the best 5-4. First pitch was largely, you know, uneventful. But the second pitch has nice traverse, and the opening moves on the traverse, you know, are definitely non-trivial. But what the best part about that pitch is once you get done this traverse left, you climb what they call a nose, and it, you know, it's fairly exposed. Real nice climb, and then you get in this crack. Some nice committing laybacks there, and Jason sewed that up with some nice passive tri-cams, so you gotta love any climb that eats the passive tri-cams. But the money here is the third pitch. So you build up a gear belay right onto this huge right-facing corner. And then this right-facing corner is what you climb, you know, and slightly overhung. It's kind of like the five, you know, Madam G only at 5-4. Or actually, this pitch is theoretically 5-3. Anyway, Jason cruised right up there. I mean, he led that probably faster than when I climbed this last season. He probably led it faster than I did. Said it felt smooth, didn't pump out at all. So that was definitely a stellar lead. Then, you know, we made our way back down. And we tried to find, let's see, it's called Yum Yum Yam Yum. I'm just going to call it Yum. Which is a 5-3. It's supposed to be a pretty classic 5-3. I actually had it recommended to me a long time ago, like once when I first started trad, someone recommended that as a good beginner route. 5-3, good gear. Swain gives it 1 star, even though I think when the new Williams guy comes out, he'll probably give it more than 1 star. I would not recommend that for someone who's, you know, hasn't done, I don't know, 10, 30, 50 pitches under their belt. Anyway, the first pitch of this climb, completely worthless. I mean, just a you know, not worth climbing at all. Now, the second pitch, it got pretty interesting. It had, you have to get onto this left facing corner, but you're kind of on the outside of it, so you got to traverse into it. That's kind of delicate, kind of, you know, wingspan, your arms are spread real wide. And then once you get in that corner, you got this nice crack right in the middle of the corner, so you can sew up some gear. So I put some good passive gear in there, maybe what color? Nah, I think that's the number 9 nut I had in. But then a piece of gear, you know, had some bad rope drag, and the sling was, I think the sling was probably screwed up too. So Jason had to lower me on that nut, and I fixed that sling. Then we just continued all the way up that pitch. Nice climbing on that pitch. Thing is, it would have been nice to double up on mid-sized cams like number 1 and number 2, which I didn't, because I certainly needed them more than, you know, I didn't have them. In fact, once you get up this corner, there's like a little roof kind of thing. You're standing on a ledge, and you got to go up, you know, the steep part. And like, the best I could do, I found a yellow alien, which was good enough. And then I wound up running out of slings at the top, so I just had some prusiks I had to use to extend some gear. But hey, you know, whatever you gotta do. Now the last pitch, you're supposed to go like way left, then traverse back, right, way right, you know. So there's just no way I think that you can do this in one pitch without serious rope drag. I mean, these traverses are probably, I don't know, 40 feet or something. So we broke it up into 2 pitches. And then once we did the traverse left, you know, that's on real easy ground, nothing even to mention there. You got to climb up this corner, right facing corner, then traverse, hand traverse way out right. Decent, the hand traverse is more like, I don't know, I'd call it a finger traverse. You're not in there like on buck hits. And then the feet, you know, you're supposed to be on slab, but I think it's kind of a little steeper than slab, but it's got features. And you could smear, basically, if you wanted to. But the hard part really was getting up in that corner to get onto the traverse. You know, I had an anchor that I put in this yellow alien, which is pretty good. I had to clip it real short though, otherwise you're gonna fall. You know, you might deck. Then once you get up a little bit higher, you pull what I guess is the crux move there. The gear, man, I just could not find gear for the life of me. To the point where I had to down climb to rest for a minute, and then go back up, and then I Of all the gear you want to put in, you had to put in a blue alien, the smallest alien that I have. Maybe even the smallest alien they make. I think they might actually have a smaller one, which is insane. Then once you get watch deer on the right, and then once you start traversing out, two fixed pins, very welcomed. And they're actually, as far as fixed gear is concerned, they're in decent shape. But the feet, man, it burns your feet, this traverse. So I went back and forth, I think twice, to get back on like the feet jugs to shake out. The start of this traverse, man, will eat small cams, yellow alien-sized cams, of course, which I used the yellow, so I had some adjacents. What do you have, Tolius cams, I think they were? Now this traverse, man, is beautiful, very exposed. Look down at your feet, man, you see nothing but trees on you, real nice. Then once you, and it's long, we talked to some, were they English people we were talking to? He told me it was 10 meters, 30 feet, I don't know. It might have been about that, you know, plus or minus 5 feet, I'd give it.
There's no way to make that without the extra play, man, because you had half the rope out by the time you topped down.
Yeah, so I find it impossible to actually do the third pitch as one pitch instead of, I think you have to break it up into two. And when William's guidebook in the nearest comes out, I'm pretty sure he's gonna recommend that. And then the rest of the climb, after that traverse, you just go up some low angle slab. It's probably fourth class. And Jason came up that, no issues, thank God. Because I didn't want him swaying too low below the, you're kind of on top of, you're under a roof, but then you're also on top of another roof if you're following me. And we made our way back down. We didn't take the most direct route, but we kind of went down the back of the nearest, which still works. And then, finished off strong at My Hero, and now we're on our way home. Jason, you got anything you want to add about today or the weekend or anything like that I should take note of?
Oh, man, spectacular weekend. Gelso was unbelievable, man. Just a spectacular climb. That lead you had across that traverse on Yum 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 was one to be proud of. Especially after getting all pissed off, getting enough aliens. Now you're going to buy 10 more aliens.
I know.
But yeah, man, it was a good trip. Got a lot of great climbing in. Everybody was solid, so
nice.
I like it.
All right.